Rabbi was starting 5 lines up from the bottom of Nub Gimel Amud Bet. Rabbi has a simple question. You buy the hoof. Chumshim of the gav, or chumshim of the bar. So we're biased to think whenever someone says a fifth, right? 1/5 means 20%. The Gemara discusses is the fact that maybe 1/5 does not mean that, because 1/5 can reference two different parts of a sum. 1/5 can represent the original keren, the original principal. And that's the way we look at it. It's 20% of the original principal. Or does 1/5 mean that whatever you're adding is 1/5 of the new total? And that it'll be. Turns out that, again, the simple way to do this is that if you take 1/5, if you just subtract one number from the denominator, you'll get the equivalent amount. So I mean that 1/5 will really be 1/4 or 25%. Because if you add on 25%, you take one of the four parts, add an additional part, that'll become 1/5 of the new total. So the Gemara calls what we know as chomesh. 1/5 is 20%, calls it chomesh milagav, right? The internal chomesh. It's 1/5 of the existing keren. And the Gemara's other chomesh, the other fifth, is chomesh milabar, from the outside, because it's an additional fifth that's being added on to create a new principal that will be 1/5 of the new principal. So Gemara wants to know, when we're talking about the chomesh, is it milagav or milabar? Samar avina tashma, right? I have a proof for you. Habali momrim be'isrim, v'chol adam be'isrim. So if two people, if the balim and another individual are bidding on an item, right, it's hektesh, areas where they have the ability, it's really, to pay 1/5 more. Balim, owners, are required to pay 1/5 in addition to the principal. Habalim kodmim. Then it comes to, right, being podet hektesh, the balim get precedence, because mipeshim mosifim chomesh. So if the balim bid 20, and another party bids 20, right, the balim are going to either have, let's say 24, 25, right, depending on what you think the fifth is over here, and the other party is only going to pay 20. So we're going to give bias towards the balim, because hektesh will benefit. Amar echad, arei alai be'esrim ve'echad. The bidder comes in, the outside party comes in and says, I'll bid 21. Ba'balim notnim esrim ve'sheish. Right, so then the balim have to give 26. We force them. This isn't their choice, but we force them, right, to pay 21 plus the original 5, the additional 5 that they had suggested. Esrim v'shtayim, the person raises the bid to 22. Balim notnim esrim v'sheva. Again, the owner has to, against his will, pay 27, 22 to match the bid, plus the additional 5 of his chomesh from the original bid. Then, Besrim v'shalosh, if he gets up to 23, the other bidder is 23, Abalim notim esrim v'shmone, the Balim give 28, again, 23 to match the principal bid, and an additional 5 for the chomesh that they originally had bid. Besrim v'arba, 24, Abalim notim esrim v'teisha, 24, the Balim give 29, 24 to match the bid, plus the additional 5 for chomesh up front, and esrim v'chomesh, when it gets to 25, Balim notim shlushim. If the bidder moves up to 25, then the balim has to give 30, which is 25 to match the principal, and then an additional 5 with the chomesh. The Mishnah, it's not here, but the Mishnah asks, what are you going to do? The guy's just going to keep bidding him up, and he'll have to keep paying up and up and up. Oh, the Mishnah says that this is the cap, that we only require the balim to match the other bid up to the amount that they originally would have paid. So for instance, in this case, and the Gemara is trying to prove from here that it's chomesh milabar, in this case, the original bid was 20 by both parties. 20 by both parties means that the outside party will only pay 20, the balim will pay 25, right? They'll pay 25% of that 20 in addition to the 20, they'll pay 25. We will require the balim to match any bid in principle up to the 25 that they originally bid. Now, when we move up that bid in principle, we only move up their principal bid. We do not move up the chomesh that they added on into addition to that. So what you're seeing along here is that every time we're making him match the bid of the other party, but there's only 5 added on. It's not that we take 25% of every new bid that he puts on.
He would continue after 30. So then he would always be 5 more.
No, he won't bid anymore. If the person moves up to 26, he's out. That's more than the 25 he originally bid. And if it's more than the original 25, we don't force him to pay up anymore. All we say is that up to a certain point, up to the part that you bid originally, we'll force you to move up with the principal of the individual so that hekdesh doesn't lose. So it gets the same principal plus the chomesh. Once it exceeds 25, then you don't have to bid anymore. Your original bid was 20 plus 5. That was 25. Then we're not going to push your principal beyond that point. Now, that's what the Mishnah continues and says. Why? That we do not add on the fifth to the upping of principal by the other party. So he has to pay a fifth over the original 20 that he bid, but he doesn't have to pay a fifth on the additional principal, which is he's being forced to pay by the other party, which is the 20, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 above his original 20 bid. That he doesn't add on an additional fifth. So each time he matches the principal bid, plus he adds 5 to that, so he gets the 30. At 30, that's it. He's capped out because now we're exceeding the original 25 that he offered over here. So Shema Mina, Chumash Min Dibar, Shema Mina. That's clear from this Mishnah that we're talking about Chumash Min Dibar because the cap on his principal is 25, which is basically the original 20 he bid plus 25%, a quarter, right? Which is a fifth of the new total. 25, 5 out of 25, it's a fifth, it's Chumash Min Dibar. So this Mishnah is definitely talking about Chumash Min Dibar. Where it says, tonight, it happens to be a Machokes Tanaim, about whether a fifth is Min Dibar or Min Dibar. Yosef v'yasaf chamishito alav, shehu v'chamsho chamisha. Right, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Right, so the first opinion is Chumash Min Dibar, which is Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that it and the original Karen should equal up to 5 parts. So the new, the Chomesh is Milabar, which is really a quarter of the original Karen, but it now is a equivalent to one-fifth of the new total. That it's a fifth is like we look at a fifth, which is one-fifth of the original principal, right, which would be 20%. So Mar leaves that as a Machlokas Tanaim, whether Chomesh is Milagav or Chomesh is Milabar. Now, the Gemara asks an additional question about Chomesh. This whole daf is going to deal with the Chomesh, different aspects of Chomesh. It's going to ask different questions to the Gemara along the way. The next question that the Gemara asks now is, Ibailuhu, Chomesh me'akev or enu me'akev? Is the Chomesh me'akev, when it comes to being podeh, when it comes to redeeming, for instance, in our case here, we were discussing Maser Sheni. The Maser Sheni, when he Balim, have to redeem the Maser Sheni in order to bring it up to Yerushalayim, we say that the Balim have to add an additional fifth. Is the Maser Sheni redeemed when you've redeemed up to the principal amount and then you have to add on any Chomesh? Or is the Chomesh a part of the redemption amount? Meaning that the Maser Sheni is not redeemed until you paid one and a fifth above the amount. So Mara says, the Chomesh Makev, Dalit B'Dalit Parik, 4, which is the principal, right, is what you redeem it with. So you take 4 and you redeem it with 4. Shei Mosif Chomesh. And from his own volition, it's really not his own volition, he has to do it, but on his own, he'll bring the additional fifth. I mean, the additional fifth is independent of the value or the redemption of the Maaser Sheni. You redeem the Maaser Sheni at value, which is 4, you know, 4 zuz, or 4 shekel, 4 sela, whatever the redemption is. And then you add on an additional Chomesh. That additional Chomesh that you're adding on, right, is independent of the redemption, but it's a requirement that you pay it. Or, Alma Chomesh lo makev. In that instance, the Chomesh would not be makev because it's independent of the redemption. Odilma arba b'chamshia parik. No, that the value to you is now 5. If it was 4 before, it's now 5 to you. If you want to redeem this Maaser Sheni and have it be redeemed, you must pay 5. 4, here the Gemara is using milabar, but it's 4 was the real value. Yet on a Chomesh makes it 5. You take 5, you will not be able to redeem this Maaser Sheni, or it will not be classified as redeemed until you pay up 5. Right, therefore, b'chomesh ma'akev, and the chomesh is ma'akev. Zama ravina tashma. Let's see, from Demai.
Why would you think that they even do that to begin?
Because other people who come and redeem the Maaser Sheni would only pay the Karen. So it's clear that the value of this item is only the keren. The chomesh is something that we impose on the balim. Although I would compare it to things like karbanot, when we say that, for instance, certain things are ma'akev and certain things are not ma'akev when you bring a korban. Are you supposed to do these items? The answer is yes, but they're not ma'akev the kapara. So they're mitzvah, veinu mitzvah. So the Gemara calls them in many instances. So that there is precedence for this, where we have certain requirements, but certain of them are necessary and me'akev, right? Others are a mitzvah, but they're not me'akev the outcome of the situation. So tashma, kadmai, ein lo chumash. Comes the demai. Demai again, we discussed yesterday, but again is produce that is purchased from an amaretz, right? And an amaretz, in general, there's a principle that rov amaretz masrin hay. Rov amaretz actually do take up masrot, but there is a mute that don't. So now I have a safek produce that has a safek whether it's a tevel or safek it's not tevel. So Chamim instituted that by default a person remove trumad and masrot from the demai in order to protect themselves that they won't be tevel. So that you do be safek. It's all a din drabanan. So demai in lochomish. When I go to redeem demai, for instance, we have this today. Today, if you buy something and you're not sure if trumad and masrot have been removed from it. So misafek, you remove the Jumot Masrot. What do you do with the Maaser Sheni that you remove? You're podeh, the Maaser Sheni on a coin, then you can eat it. So that Maaser Sheni that you're podeh, do you have to be podeh at its value? Or do you have to be podeh with the value plus a fifth? Because you're the balim now of this item. So the Mishnah tells us, Demai in lo chomesh. You don't pay the additional fifth. Vein lo biur. And in the third year, when you have biur masrot, right, into the fourth year, but after 3 years, when you have biur masrot, it's not subject to Bir Masrot, but HaKaren Yeshlo. But it does have a Karen, I mean, you have to redeem it. So my time up. Right. My time up. Karen de Ma'akev Bidoraita Ite Bidorabanan. Karen, which Mina Torah, is Ma'akev, the redemption of the Ma'aser Sheni. Therefore, the Rabbanan imposed when you came to Demai that you must redeem it at the Karen value. Chomesh de lo Ma'akev. Chomesh is not Ma'akev Deoraita, then Bidorabanan, right? Right, let there be the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan did not impose when you had to do Demai. Here it's already excessive in the sense that we probably believe that Maestro were taken off over here because Rov, right, Masrim Haim. But nevertheless, we do Misafek. So Rabbanan only imposed on you what is absolutely Me'akev Midoraisa, not which is not Me'akev Midoraisa. Where it says, Le'makir Tanai. Let us suggest that this idea whether Chomesh is Me'akev or not is a Machlokes Tanayim. Why? Natanet HaKeren, V'lo Natanet HaChomesh. He paid the Karen, but he did not pay the Chumash. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yochal, he can eat it now. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Lo Yochal, he cannot eat it. Amar Rabbi, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer B'Shabbat. When it comes to Shabbat, I think Rabbi Lazar is right that you can't eat it. B'Divrei Rabbi Yoshua B'Chol, and Rabbi Yoshua makes sense on Chol. I'll just say now for Shabbos, when we come back to the conclusion of the Gemara, we'll understand why Shabbos. But let's just say, B'Kratal Shabbat Oneg. There is Oneg Shabbos. So for Oneg Shabbos, we suspend the day, right? The Chomesh being Me'akev. Or we will say it's not Me'akev. Whereas when it comes to the weekday, we say don't pass up on paying up the Chomesh because it's not going to affect you.
We do it now.
Right. Mm-mm. All right, now, so the Gemara concludes now. What? Mi damar, nirin divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Shabbat. Right? If Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's opinion makes sense on Shabbos, Mechlal, de pligi afilu b'chol. That means that his opinion applies both during Chol and Shabbos. Rabbi just subscribes to it on Shabbos. Midamar nirin divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'chol. And again, the same thing with Rabbi Yeshua. If he says that Rabbi Yeshua's opinion makes sense on Chol, that means Mechlal, de pligi afilu b'Shabbos. He argues on Shabbos, just Rabbi is subscribing to his opinion only on Chol. So my love, v'ha, svara, kamiflige. They're arguing exactly on our question. The Rabbi Lazar says, Chomesh lo me'akev. Rabbi Lazar says, Chomesh is not me'akev, therefore you may eat that, right, which you have redeemed with the Karen. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Chomesh me'akev. And therefore, if you only redeemed the Karen and not the Chomesh, you can't eat it. Sorry. Samar Papa, lo. Do kule alma Chomesh lo me'akev. Right, everybody agrees that the Chomesh is not me'akev. V'hocha, b'chayshina l'pshuta kamiflegei. They're arguing about whether we worry about you bringing this chomesh in the end. Meaning that if a person redeems as a whole, meaning that they redeem the whole amount plus the chomesh up front, and we say that you can't eat without it, we know they're going to pay the chomesh. Why? Because they can't eat it without paying the chomesh. If you say to somebody, here, if you pay the karen, you can eat it. And then whenever you have a chance, you bring the chomesh, the likelihood of them bringing that chomesh is reduced significantly. So therefore, that's their machlokas. Marzav v'chashin l'pshuta. Right, Rabbi Yeshua believes we worry about people not paying up that fifth. So Rabbanan were metakein that chomesh should be relevant or me'akev, right, when it comes to the redemption, and that will force you to pay up the chomesh. Rabbi Lezer says, nah, we don't worry about it. People will pay up the fifth in the end. Just let them redeem it up front. So now, if we understand what Rabbi said when he says that Rabbi Yoshua makes sense during Chol, and Rabbi Elazar makes sense on Shabbos, is, if I take Shabbos, If the whole cheshasher is pshuta, hey, then we have an offsetting factor when it comes to Shabbos, which is a korach l'Shabbat donei. We want you to enjoy the Shabbos. If we don't let you redeem with the Karen, you don't have the chumash right up front. Now you won't be able to eat on Shabbos. You say eat it on Shabbos because there we're not as worried about pshuta. There's an offsetting or balancing factor that says go ahead and eat it. During the chol, where there is no offsetting factor, we say pay the whole amount, so we don't have the problem of pshuta. So that would be the position of Rabbi. Right now, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, komo dimekdesh, shechilal, komo bikizrim tovim ato b'shuk. That by hekdesh, as opposed to Meister Sheni, both of them require the balim to add a fifth. By Meister Sheni, we're questioning whether the chomesh should be added or not. And there is a machloket between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua about pshuta. Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, by hekdesh, we don't have a problem of pshuta. Why is that? Because there's a claimant. In the case of hekdesh, there's someone who's going to come after you for the chomesh. I mean, by Meister Sheni, there is no claimant. You are the only claimant here because you're the only one who has to redeem it. And you're the one who's going to spend it in your shrine. There's nobody else who's coming to check up on your Meister Sheni. When it comes to Hekdesh, then the Gizbar, right, the treasurer of Hekdesh, is looking out for the Hekdesh's best interest. And looking at Hekdesh's best interest, if you pay up only the Karen, not Chomesh, he's going to come visit you with a warrant in the right in the Shuk and say, listen, you owe us a Chomesh. They're going to push the people to pay up. So there, we don't worry about it. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. It works with the Karen. And we don't worry about the pshuta of the Chomesh. Why? Because very to be Matobashuk. Right, why says, Uve Hekdesh lo plege? Is that really true, Rabbi Yochanan? V'hatanya, we have a brace. Natana to Karen, velo natana to Chomesh. Paid up the Karen, not the Chomesh. Rabbi Eliezer omer chilel. V'chachamim omerim lo chilel. And so the Chachamim say that he was not mechalel. Amar Rabbi, nirin divi Rabbi Eliezer behekdesh. V'divi chachamim b'maser. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer's opinion makes sense by hekdesh. And the Chachamim makes sense by maser. Right, so Rabbi Lazarus says that it's not Ma'akev, this is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan just said, which is that by Hekdesh, right, it makes sense that you don't need the Pshuta, we don't worry about the Pshuta. So that's what Rabbi's saying. By Hekdesh, Rabbi Lazarus' opinion makes sense because we don't worry about him coming and making the pain later because the Gizbarim will come after him. By Maisa Sheni, the Chachamim, makes sense because we worry about you not paying it up and therefore we say it is Ma'akev. So Gemara says, Mida Amar, Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Lazarus, Hekdesh. Right. If the fact that Rebbe says that Rebbe Lezer's opinion makes sense by Hekdesh, Mechalal de Pligi, Afilu b'Maser. That means that they argue both by Hekdesh and by Maser. It's covering Nirin Dibre Chumim Maser. If we say that Chumim's opinion is true by Maser, right, that point, I'm sorry, that Rebbe Lezer argues in Maser, we know explicitly because we had the Breisa before in this Breisa. But now, the Chumim, which is the important one, is the fact that Chumim argue Dibre Chumim by Maser, Mechalal de Inu Pligi, Afilu b'Hekdesh. Chachamim also argue by Hekdesh, but Rebbe says, I only hold of their opinion by Maaser. So if that's the case, then we see the Machlokas extends not only from Maaser, but also to Hekdesh. So how can Rabbi Yochanan make a definitive opinion? Everybody agrees by Hekdesh that you can be Mechalel. That's not the case. It doesn't have to be, but probably is, but it doesn't have to be, right? Because the diuk has nothing to do with the previous brisa. I mean, it's the diuk out of this brisa. But yes, the assumption is that I would assume that it is Rabbi Yeshua over here. All right, Ella, itmar, hachi itmar. If you want to say this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol modim b'Shabbat behekdesh shechilel. That everybody agrees when it comes to Shabbos and Hekdesh. Why? Because it's tartei l'tivuta. It's two good things there. What are the two good things there? Chadet ichti b'karata l'shabbat oneg. You have oneg Shabbos. Over there you have two items that are mitigating factors that are going to say, don't worry about the chomesh, you can eat the food or you can make bodeh the hekdesh. Why is that? Because you have the oneg Shabbos and you have that there's a claimant, that there's a gizbar, there's a treasurer who's going to come after you. So everybody will be up by hekdesh and Shabbos. That is, the chomesh is not ma'akev. Where they argue will be both hekdesh b'chol and maser. Right, both Chol and Shabbos. That'll be their machlokes. Right now, Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama. So this is a new stage of the Gemara about Chomesh. The Gemara wants to know that there are certain dinim that apply to, for instance, Truma, Maser, and Hekdesh, and Asham Gzelot, where there's an additional Chomesh that has to be added to the principle. When we add that chomesh to the principle, does it take on the same dinim as the principle? We have certain restrictions or certain requirements that are of the Karen in each of these instances of the principle. Do those requirements apply to the chomesh? Or is the Chumash totally independent? And in a sense that it's totally independent, right, it is just a monetary obligation that you have to fulfill. But not that you have to then make it look exactly like the Karen, or have it be the exact same thing as the Karen. What are those? So here the Gemara is going to go through a number of items. One is, Amar Abraham Ari Amru Hekdesh Enu Mitchalel Al Karka. You cannot redeem Hekdesh on Karka. The Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, V'natan HaKesef Hekam Lo. That he pays the money and it will come to him. Coming to him means that it's a movable object, it's not real property. Real property, right, is not something that is Kam Lo. So Kesef, right, will be the item, or Kesef is the vehicle for Kam Lo in order to redeem the Hekdesh. And Tosus suggests over here that there's a Klal Pratu Klal, that Klal Pratu Klal makes it that not only Kesef but also Metal Tulim, that you can use anything to redeem except Karka. Chumsho, Mau Shit Kalel Al Karka. Right, the Chumash that he's obligated to give cannot be redeemed on Karka. So again, there's a principle, the definition of principle is that I cannot redeem principle with Karka when it's principle of Hekdesh. Where if there's an obligation of Karen plus Chumash to Hekdesh, alright, I can't redeem the Karen, but maybe I can redeem the Chumash with Karka. Does that work? So now, Truma, right? Eino mishtalemet ela minachumim. Truma, if someone eats Truma bishogeg, they're required to pay one and a chumash, one and a fifth back to the Kohanim. And when they pay the Kohanim, they don't pay them money. They pay them equivalent produce that will take on and become Truma. They have to give them chulin that will then become Truma. So Rachman Amar, natan lekohen et ha-kodesh, right? So that when you give it to the Kohen, you have to give him Kodesh. Obviously, you're not giving him chuma again. You're replacing the chuma that you ate. You give him chulin that will then become kodesh. Davar riot ra'ui liot kodesh. Something that can become kodesh. Chumsha ma'ushtei shalim lo shalom in achulin. Again, the same question. If I have to pay one and a fifth back to the kohen, the loss I cause to the kohanim or the kohen is only chuma, which is the principle. That principle I have to replace with produce that can become, right, hekdesh, or can become chuma. Is that also true of the chumash? Is the chumash just a monetary compensation? I just pay the money? Or is the chumash also exactly like the karen, and I now require to pay chulin fruits, and it'll become chuma as well? Maser. Another example. Maser sheni, which requires a redemption by the balim of one and one-fifth. Ein mitchalel ala simon. Is not redeemable on a asimon. Here we have the machlokas in the beginning of the parakeet. Machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says that asimon is something without a tzura on it. Rabbeinu Tam, and someone says there's a tzura garua, right? It's a poor image on it. Either way, it's not qualified because it says in the pasuk, it has to be a decha. It has to be have a tzura. It has to be have a proper tzura. It has to have an image on the right on the coin. Levad kol devar sheish alav tzura. It includes anything that has an image. Chumsho ma'ushi yitkalel asimon. Then the keren, right, is redeemable and has to be redeemed ala tzura on a coin that has a tzura and an image on it. Yet the chumash, which from this part of the Gemara seems to be the chumash, is not me'akev, right? If I look through the stages of the Gemara seems to, even though it brings down to machlokas tanaim, Gemara seems to lean towards chumash being mila bar, because the examples brought over and over again are chumash mila bar. The Gemara asks about chumash me'akev, not me'akev. Then the Gemara brings other many places where the chumash is not me'akev. So it seems to be that again that the Gemara believes chumash is not me'akev. So obviously over here, right, to be podet, all you need is the keren. The chumash, which is not ma'akev, the pijon, again, it's not mukhrach, but I would think if you believe that you have to have the keren and the chumash to redeem it, then it's clear that the monies that you use should be the exact amount, because you're being redeeming it with, as the Gemara said before, you're taking four and you're paying five for it. So if you're paying five for it, it should be the exact same as what would have been the four in order to redeem it. That's your redemption amount. Say it's not mukhrach, you could still divide it up. But if you believe that the chumash is not ma'akev, right, then over here, what the question is, the Karen, I have to pay coinage that has an image on it to redeem the Maser Sheni. On the other hand, the Chomish, which I'm obligated to add by myself, not because that's the value of the item that I'm redeeming, and not because that's what causes it to be redeemed, that's an imposition on the Baalim. Maybe I could use an Asimon. Maybe I could use something that would not qualify otherwise for Maser Sheni. So Gemara says, Itgal Gel Milta Matl Kamei Derava. These questions of all these different things we said by Truma, Hekdesh, and Maser Sheni ended up in front of Rava. Amar Lo, Amakra, Alav, Rabot, Chumsho, Kimoto. Says it, right, V'yasaf, Chumashito, Alav. Right, each of the psukim that we dealt with over here has the word Alav on it. So the Rava dashes the word Alav to mean alav on top of it. On top of it means in addition to the keren, but in addition to the keren, that it connects it to the keren. In addition to the keren, this will take on the properties of the keren. That's the idea of alav. Obviously, we can't say alav is, can't be exactly that because it's not ma'akev. The chomish is not ma'akev, right? That is not exactly like the keren. The keren is ma'akev, the chomish is not ma'akev. But alav means it takes on the properties in the sense of, right, the qualifications for the monies of the keren will be the same for the chomish. So Amar Ravina, Avanan Namitanina. No, but there is the pasuk of chomish by Maaser Sheni, which does have the word alav on it. Right, so tzedek has to be a def as the requirement by Maaser Sheni to have surah. Right, the chomish is a separate pasuk that has the word alav in it. All right, Amar Ravina, Avanan Namitanina. We also have a braisa that supports this position of Rava. Agonei Shuma, someone who steals Shuma, v'achla and did not eat it. Mashalim tashlumei kefil. He pays double, right, because he's a thief. Thief, a ganav pays kefil, but when he pays kefil, he pays demei Shuma. What did he steal? He stole Shuma. Shuma has less of a market value. Why? Because it can only be eaten by kohanim, you have less demand, right, less buyers. Number two is if it becomes tamei, it's no longer edible. So there, the value of Shuma is lower than chulin. He stole Shuma, so he has to replace Shuma. When he comes to pay the kefil, he pays kefil of demei truma. Now, on the other hand, if he did not simply steal it, but achla, he ate it. Meaning, here again, he had to be achla b'shogeg, not b'mezi, but he did it b'shogeg, right? All right, unbeknownst to him that it was truma, or maybe he should have known, but he doesn't know when he eats it that it was truma. Shalem shnei karnaim, he pays two keren. Why? V'chomesh, an additional chomesh. He pays two keren because he's also a ganav in this case, right? Because he's stolen the item. And he ate it, bishogeg. So it's very kefel, but he also, when you eat bishogeg, shuma, you're in pay keren plus a chomish. So here he's going to pay two kerenayim and one chomish. Keren v'chomish min achulim. The keren plus the chomish has to pay from the chulim. So you have to answer, this is why it's like rova, which is the requirement to pay, repay shuma when you've eaten it bishogeg, is that you must give the kohen chulim that will then become shuma, take on the properties of shuma, become kodesh again, ra'oi liot kodesh. So what do we see here from this braisa? The imposition of that being chulin is not only on the keren, but also on the chomesh. The additional keren that you pay is demei truma. The additional keren that you pay is demei truma because the kefil that you're paying is what you stole. What you stole is demei truma. Now again, the keren and chomesh that you're going to pay is also, right, technically demei truma because you ate what you ate, the value of what you ate, and what you need to replace is, right, to make shumai. You're going to pay it in chulin. You're going to have to pay it with produce that equals, right, the, or replaces the value of that item, and then it'll become shuma. So because you're not paying or compensating in cash, right, the value is not lowered because you're giving the exact produce that you took away. Right, but the second, right, exactly. There, there's a monetary compensation. Monetary compensation can be in demei truma because there's no requirement that it be the exact same produce that you ate or the equivalent produce of what you ate. What you see from here, from this price, which supports the position of Rava, the chomish is just like the principle. The chomish, just like the principle required to be produce of chulin, so too the chomish is required to be produce of chulin. Right now, shema mina, chomsho kumoto shema mina. That'll be the conclusion that the chomish takes on the same properties as the original carry. Right now, Amar Rava, now into a new issue of Chomish. Amar Rava, Gabe Gezel, so there's another Chomish which we haven't bumped into now, which is Asham Gzelot, right? A person who denies owing money to someone, takes a Shavuah that is found out to be lying, right? Or, depends there, we had the Machokas, whether it's if he's found out, or only if he admits to it, right? Whether you'll pay a Karen of a Chomish, right? So if we later on find out that he stole, right, the item, after taking a shivu'ah that he did not sell it, steal it, then he has to bring an asham. When he brings the asham, he also brings a keren v'chomesh, right? He brings a keren v'chomesh. So that keren v'chomesh, it says, v'chamishito yosef alav. You must add on an additional chomesh. We also have it by gezlagir, right? We have gezlagir, we also have v'chamishito yosef alav. There we also have a fifth being added on. All these cases have a fifth. So we have numerous cases. We have it by Hektesh. We have it by Maaser Sheni. We have it by Shuma. We have it by Asham Gzelot. We have it by Gezelagir. Alright, so here by the Asham Gzelot, the Pasuk says, Vishitov Yosef Alav, Chomishitov Yosef Alav, it's not. Natan lo et hakeren, v'nishba lo al hachomish. He gave him the keren, and then he took a shuwa denying the chomish. Harizeh Mosif Chomish al Chomish. And if he denies the chumash, we had this in Baba Kama, right? That if he denies after paying the karen and he owes a chumash now, he denies the chumash, then he'll pay a chumash on that chumash. Ah, she demayed the karen pachod misham v'pruta. Until the karen, the item which he's taking the shvuah on, diminishes below a karen, meaning it's asymptotic, because he's taking a fifth of a fifth of a fifth, right? On each time that he denies it, the new fifth will become a karen, and the additional fifth will be the new chomesh. And then if he denies the chomesh, again, that'll become the karen, and then you'll have to add on a fifth. So as long as the karen stays above a shaveh pruta, then you can keep taking this endless, right, paying of fifths, until he drops the karen below a chomesh. Now, gabe truma, in the pasuk it says, Ishki Ochal Kodesh Bishgaga, Vyasaf Chamashito Alav. You have to add on additional Chomish. Vitznan, and the Mishnah says, Ochel Shema Vishogeg, Mishalem Karen Vachomish. Echar Ochel, Vechar Ashute, Vechar Asach. Doesn't matter if you eat, drink, or anoint yourself, right? That's because Tzicha, Harihek Yishtia, right? The Gemara in Yoma, right? The 8th parak of Yoma discusses it that anointing oneself, the Shaman, is the equivalent of drinking. And drinking is a subset of achila. So over here, all of these items, if you do any of them, echad shumat Torah, v'echad shumat me'ah. So whether you eat shumat Torah, shumat me'ah, v'shalem chumsha, you have to pay a chumsha on it. V'chumsha de chumsha. And again, if you then made this item, you take out the chulin then takes on chumash. If the chulin plus the chumash took on the new shem shumat, then you eat the chumash, you're going to have to pay a chumash on that chumash. V'ilu gabi maser. Now if I get maser, lo michtav ktiv, v'lo minnotana, v'lo ibuyei bailan. There is no pasuk, there is no mishnah, and we have no question about it. Meaning that there are no multiple chumshim when it comes to maser sheni. Now, it sounds like, you could read this part of the Gemara in two ways. Right? One is that he's questioning why by Chuma and Hashem say, look, we do have a mishnah and a pasuk, and we don't have that by Masir Shini, or he's stating a simple fact, and he's saying, that's right. But Masir Shini, it's not relevant. And that's why Rashi reads it. Rashi reads it, V'loi ba'i mi ba'ilan, im mosif chomesh al chomesh, im la. We don't ask a question whether you add a chomesh or not. Why? The pshitalan, de mo mosif. We don't add it on, de lo ashkhan be remez bikro. There is no remez in the pasuk. Therefore, we don't have any questions about it. That's why it's not found in the Mishnah, and that's because the pasuk never gives us any indication that that's the case. Now, where did it give us indications the other ones? That the Gemara is going to learn in 1 second here. Now, Gabi Hekdesh Ktiv. By Hekdesh it's written, Ve'im HaMakdish Yigael Et Beito, Yasaf Chamishit Kesef Erkecha. So then he has to add on an additional fifth above the redemption value. Ve'tnan. HaPodet Hekdesho Mosif Chomesh. Chomshetnan. Chomshet Chomshelotnan. Over here we do have a pasuk which seems to indicate that there could be multiple chumshin. Nevertheless, the Mishnah only indicates there is one chumash and not multiple chumash. So now, again, what's the cases of multiple chumshin, right? You have to question over here by Hekdesh and by Meister Shini, how do you have cases of multiple chumshin, right? So that when it comes to Hekdesh, you probably could come up with the scenario, which is that when you redeem it, the money that you give to redeem the item then becomes Hekdesh, right? It becomes Hekdesh. That money that becomes Hekdesh, if you were talking about Mi'ilah, which this mission is not talking about, then since the Chumash itself also becomes Hekdesh, if you benefit from it, you'd also have to, right, it would be classified as Hekdesh. But that's not what the mission is talking about. We're not talking about Mi'ilah. So how do you have a case by Hekdesh and by Meister Sheni that I make the monies into either Meister Sheni now, or I make the monies into Hekdesh, and I've added on a fifth. So if it's say before the value is four, I paid five. I paid five, the money is now all Hekdesh money. Or, I paid five, and now all the Meister Sheni is redeemed on this money. All this money is Meister Sheni money. How do I get another fifth? Meaning that in the other instances, by Truma, I can eat the additional fifth. Case of Hashem Zelot, I can deny the additional fifth. By denying the additional fifth, I can create a new fifth. How do I have Chumsha the Chumsha by Hekdesh, and I have Chumsha the Chumsha by Meister Sheni? Right? Almost makes sense that they aren't mentioned there, because where do you have chumshim to chumshim? What you have to say is, this is a case where a person wants to redeem the monies. The monies that he redeems, he wants to redeem an additional time. So here, he bought out the Hekdesh, he redeemed the Hekdesh with some, either, let's say it was an item, a produce, or because he can use metalkalin that he uses to redeem the Hekdesh, or he used the kesef, now he wants to parade that kesef onto new kesef. So in that second redemption, is there a requirement for additional chumash? If the Balim redeemed it the first time from produce, payroll, maizushini, onto monies. Then he takes the money and wants to redeem it onto other coinage. When he does it again, is that a requirement that the Balim will add a homish again? Right? Does it only the first time they redeem it, or maybe every time they redeem it, right? Every time they move their tof, matpis, hekdesh, from one end to the next, they're going to have to add a homish. So every time you want to, I mean, like, it's like a malah in the bank.
The characteristics of the hekdesh or reservation is so totally that
Right. The need to add a homish each time. It's like amala in the bank. Every time you do a transaction, you got to add the fifth. Right? Meaning that there's always transaction costs that you have to pay. Even if you do multiple transactions at the same time, they'll charge you for each transaction. So it's like here. Every transaction will require you an additional fifth. So that's the question of the Gemara here. So where it says, why by chuma? We have almost an identical pasuk by chuma and by hekdesh. It says, right, v'yasav chamishito. Right, alav or b'gamis chamishat kesef erkacha. So why by one of them do we say multiple fifths, and by the other one we don't say it? So now the Gemara says, "My gabi chumakti v'yasaf, gabi hekdesh nami aktiv v'yasaf." All right. So both of them have the word v'yasaf that you will add on. So if you say it's the vav hamosif v'yasaf means multiple, then both hekdesh and chuma have that same vav. That vav, then they should be the same. Oh. Dilma gabi chumakti v'yasaf, ish shakil lei levav. If I take away the vav, v'divi yasaf, v'shadiv lei al chamishito, and then I added on to the word chamishito, because by chuma the word is chamishito. If I add another vav, it becomes plural chamishiot, right? Which is havalei chamishitav. But chamishitav over here is multiple chamishit. Right? That was the way to be. We'll take the vav, add the vav on, that'll make it into plural one-fifth. Gabi hekdesh. Hekdesh, di v'yasaf. You also have the word v'yasaf. So let's take the vav off of v'yasaf. And then, but what's the word by hekdesh? We read the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'yamakdish yigael et beito, v'yasaf chamishit kesef erkecha. By hekdesh, the word is chamishit. If I add on a vav at the end, all I get is chamishito. Chamishito is one chamishit. So adding the vav on still keeps it in the singular form. So as opposed to by chumah, if I take the vav of vayasaf and I add it to chamishito, I create multiple or plural chamishiot. By hekdesh, if I take the vav and it says chamishit and then I add it on, it comes chamishito, I'm still in the singular form. So I'm chamishitav, I relate chamishitav, gabi hekdesh, tibi asaf, chamishit, avagav techishakot lay the vav, tibi asaf, visharit lay al chamishit, sof sof, I relate chamishito. And therefore it's only the singular, you won't have multiple chamishiot. It says, "V'tipuklei tahavilei hekdesh sheni." Why don't we just say that this is secondary hekdesh? What does it mean, secondary hekdesh? That's what we explained before. The first redemption is called hekdesh rishon, and then, but I mean, the item that you were makdish is hekdesh rishon. The monies that you exchanged then for hekdesh is called hekdesh sheni because it's not the original hekdesh. It's something that has been had hekdesh or kodesh been matpis from the original item onto this hekdesh. V'amar Rav Shuv ben Levi, a hekdesh rishon mosif chomesh, a hekdesh sheni in a mosif chomesh. It's pretty straightforward. Rav Shuv ben Levi says, why are you worrying about the psukim and how you touch the psukim? We have a statement from Rav Shuv ben Levi that's straight out, that hekdesh itself requires a chomesh. Hekdesh sheni, something that is redeemed hekdesh, does not require a chomesh. Amar lei Rav Popi de Ravina, hochi amar Ravo, chomesh, ki tchilat hekdesh dummy. Rabbi says that chomesh is like the beginning of hekdesh. So what's the relevance of that? When you redeem the hekdesh at one and a fifth, right, you have keren, which would assume is the redemption of the actual amount, so that becomes hekdesh sheni. Whereas chomesh is the first time that it showed up here. The chomesh is not against the original hekdesh. It just became hekdesh. You were actually just makdish this chomesh because you were required to add on an additional chomesh. Again, the Gemara is leaning heavily towards chomesh inu ma'akev, because if it's ma'akev, then it's part of the redemption value. If it's not ma'akev, then you can separate the two out and say not. Since it was not part of the original hekdesh, and there it's not replacing, right, the original hekdesh, therefore, we have the right. So there we have the problem. That's the safek over here. My havialo, what's the din? Yasaf chamishit kesef erkecha. Mekis chomsho the kesef erko. There's a hekesh. There's a right because of the juxtaposition or almost the wrapping of the two of them in a singular unit in the pasuk of both the original Karen and the Chomesh, because of that, they will take on the same properties. Just like by the original Kesef, you have to add on a Chomesh, so too, also the Kesef Chomesh, you'll have to add on an additional Chomesh. So Gufa, Gemara says, Amar Shuban Levi, a hekdesh rishon mosif Chomesh, a hekdesh sheni, any mosif Chomesh. Amar Ravo, my time of Reb Shuban Levi. What's the reasoning behind Reb Shuban Levi? So, right, you could have said, that could have been the Gemara's answer before, the reason we need the Pazuk is that's where Reb Shuban Levi learned it from. Right, so that, Gemara says, my time Amar, it says, what? The one who is Makdish, but not the one who is Matpis. The Makdish is the one who created the original Kodesh on the item that he gave to Hekdesh. So he has to add on a fifth. The person who takes money that's Hekdesh already, and then he's moving into new money, he's not called a Makdish, he's called a Matpis. Someone who's trying to exchange Hekdesh. He wasn't the one who created the Hekdesh. I mean, even though it is the same person, could be the same person that was Makdishit, and now he wants to be Matpisit, but his relationship to the money has changed. His relationship to the original, say, for instance, Karka, that he gave to Hekdesh, is that he is the Makdish of this Karka, and therefore he adds on a Chomesh. When afterwards he's redeemed it with money, and now the money is taken on the Shem Hekdesh, if he wants to move that money onto new monies, his relationship with this money is no longer that of a Makdish, but rather of a Matpis. Right? One is exchanging. On the other hand, right, when it comes to the Chomesh, he is a Makdish. Right? When it comes to the Chomesh, it's the first time that he is Makdish the money. The money is not a replacement or a Matpis of another item, but the Chomesh is actually his name or his relationship with it will be that of a Makdish. So even in this instance, you could argue, right, that the Chomesh will be separate from the Keren.
Now hold on. From the limud of Rav Tavyumi Mishmeda Abaye, we see that you add one Chomesh and the Chomesh. Mm-hmm. What about subsequent Chomeshim? And why are you saying that's Rishon now?
Because that new Chomesh is not the required redemption. To redeem the Chomesh, it should be Chomesh equals a Chomesh. But you're playing a Chomesh plus a Chomesh on that amount. So this, for instance, let's say the original was 4. You add on a Chomesh to get you to 5. So now when you can redeem this 1, right? When you redeem this 1, the only value, the real value of that 1 is 1. But you have to pay 1 1/5 on that Chomesh. Right, so now you pay 1 for 1, and now that additional Chomesh, that 1/5 that's an addition, is new Hekdesh. Because
it's
kind
of. To the first
exactly,
level.
Exactly. Because that becomes a new Hekdesh. Each time you add the 5th, it becomes a new Hekdesh. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I assume until you drop it below Pruta again, it'll have to be until it drops below Pruta, because we saw before that there's no Pidyon for Maisa Sheni below Pruta. It might be true of Hekdesh as well. Okay. Amarova. Oh, we did my time. Thank you. Tani Tana Kamei to Rabbi Elazar. Right, we have a Tana was listed before Rabbi Elazar. Be'im be'behemat me'a u'pada be'erkacha. So it says, by behemat me'a, you have to redeem it at its value. I mean, if you're Makdish, a behemat me'a, then you redeem it at its equivalent value. And you have to add on a chamishit. Ma behemat me'a, just like behemat zemeah miuchedet shetchilata hekdesh, v'kula l'shamayim u'ma'alim ba. So what's the unique aspect of a behemat zemeah? First of all, tchilata hekdesh, it's hekdesh from the beginning. Kula l'shamayim, it all goes to hekdesh. Why? Because we'll see in a second, but a behemat zemeah can only be mukdash l'berek habayit. It's in mukdash l'berek habayit, all the monies go to berek habayit in the end. It all goes to hekdesh. Umalimba, and you are moel in it. If you use it for your own benefit, then you are moel in it because there is no hekdesh to this animal. The only thing you can do with this animal is redeem it, right, and get the money's worth for hekdesh. Otherwise, there's no matir along the way, as opposed to karbanot, where you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, that the status of the animal can change over time, depending on its stage and its relationship to hekdesh. We are umalimba. So, af kosh, tchilat hekdesh, v'kula, l'shamayim, umalimba, I understand why you said kula shemayim lemute kochim kalim. Right, I'm excluding kochim kalim, which are not kula shemayim. Came into idlu hula balim begavayu late behu miila. Since the balim have some sort of ownership in there, right, therefore they are no longer. There's no problem of miila. There won't be miila because it's not all hekdesh's right possession. Ella, Tchilat Hekdesh, Nimutei Mayim. The fact that it's Tchilat Hekdesh comes to exclude what? I mean that if you are Mo'anim Ba, right, that we say that the qualifications for Mi'ilah are number one, that it is Kulul HaShemayim. So Kulul HaShemayim means that there's no personal ownership, there's no private ownership in the item. So that we understand what it excludes. But if you say Tchilat Hekdesh versus not Tchilat Hekdesh, what does that mean? So that's what he does. I don't understand that. My Tchilat Hekdesh would be Ba. In the end, if it becomes hekdesh, then it's not right. It's not considered. He doesn't have mi'ilah. So that doesn't make sense. Meaning that just because one's in the beginning is hekdesh, the other one is in the sof is hekdesh, why shouldn't there be right mi'ilah? Dilma l'inyan chomesh kamart. Maybe this time that's speaking for Rabbi Lezer is saying maybe you heard this issue not about tchilat hekdesh. So we have about Mi'ilah, but maybe about Chomesh Kamart. Uk Reb Shub ben Levi. And it was like Reb Shub ben Levi. Damar Lei, in. That's right. Achi Kamina. That is exactly what I heard. Meaning that the Tchilat Hekdesh and the Sof Hekdesh over here are talking about, right, what we saw before, that we call the Chomesh, if you look in Rashi, it's the last Rashi over here, Dilma Lein and Chomesh Kamart. Ach Mi'ilah, La Mi'ilah Mamash Kamart. It's not real Mi'ilah that we're talking about over here. V'lo b'nenem in Hekdesh, El b'chomesh Kamart. We're talking about the fifth. It's not in case where he wants to redeem it. Because also, mi'ilah, if you take benefit from mi'ilah, you pay an additional chomesh on top of that. Right, that's to exclude hekdesh sheni, like Reb Shua ben Levi. That's what it means, right? The fifth. It's a borrowed term. I said this before, that when we said the case of hekdesh before, by mi'ilah, there's also an additional chomesh. So the case of hekdesh, you could have come up with the case of chomesh of chomsha, is where you had mi'ilah, and now you have to pay hekdesh, one and a fifth. You pay hekdesh, the one and a fifth, and then you get benefit from that fifth, and you have to pay a chomesh on that fifth, because you're benefiting from hekdesh again and again. Problem is that the psukim that the Gemara is dealing with, that they're quoting over there about, not about mi'ilah, but about hekdesh, real hekdesh, and redeeming hekdesh. That's why Rashi does reject that idea and have to come up with a case of hekdesh, chomesh, where you're redeeming monies of hekdesh over and over again, and that's where the chomesh comes up. But over here, Rashi says, why do they call it mi'ilah? Not because it really is mi'ilah, but because it is chomesh, right? It's talking about a chomesh. Chomesh is something that's relevant in hekdesh by mi'ilah, so they called it mi'ilah. But what we're really talking about here is when hekdesh money, right, when it's tchilat hekdesh, versus sof hekdesh will determine whether you have to pay the additional chomesh or not. If it's tchilat hekdesh, then you will have to pay a chomesh. If it is sof hekdesh, right, then you will not have to pay it. So I'm going to rabash the Ravina. Behema tmeya, b'tchilat hekdesh, ita b'emz hekdesh leta. Right, now, what are you talking about? The assumption that it's tchilat hekdesh implies that it's not, right, sof hekdesh. So that makes sense. If you're talking about sof hekdesh, that you can't have because it never ends up on the Mizbeach. Sof Hekdesh means that it ends up in the Mizbeach. Tchilat Hekdesh means in the Tzbedek HaBayit. But there's also a category called Emsa Hekdesh. Emsa Hekdesh will be what? When you first, you're Makdish the animal, then you redeem it onto monies, and that money you redeem onto new money. So that money that you redeem onto new money, that Makdish will become Emsa Hekdesh. So you have Tchilat Hekdesh, which is your Makdish item. Yeah, Emsa Hekdesh, which is where your Makdish monies onto other monies. Sof Hekdesh is where it ends up on the Mizbeach. Right, true. Be'ematz me'ah, but tchilat hekdesh cannot end up on the mizbeach. That we understand. But the fact that it does not have emsa hekdesh, why can't it have emsa hekdesh? That doesn't make sense anymore. Before, right, when we were studying, and we were talking about tchilat hekdesh, is mo'alim ba, and we were saying kulal hekdesh, right, kulal l'shamayim. Before the qualifications, if you look back at be'ematz me'ah, mi'uchedesh, tchilat hekdesh, v'kulal l'shamayim, u'mo'alim ba. So now, we explained, before we explained Kulul L'Shamayim in Mi'ilah, we can understand what it means, Kulul L'Shamayim. But now, Tchilat Hekdesh, why is only Tchilat Hekdesh relevant by a Be'imat Me'ah? Why isn't Emsa Hekdesh also relevant? So Mar says, let's Amalei, the fish ain't a B'Sof Hekdesh. Now, Tchilat Hekdesh means, as opposed to Sof Hekdesh. But not, Umshum Achi Ma'it Emsa Hekdesh Mina. Because of that, it left out Emsa. So Amalei Ravacha Mitifti Ravina Be'emsa Hekdesh Mi'aita. Right, so, but in reality, it still has Emsa Hekdesh. V'losif Nami Chomesh. And therefore, you should have to add on a Chomesh there. Amalei Harihu Kisof Hekdesh. It's just like Sof Hekdesh. Ma Sof Hekdesh Eno Mosif Chomesh. Av Emsa Hekdesh Eno Mosif Chomesh. Alright, so now, it's just there, I'll stop over here, but the Gemara continues, but the Gemara's position over here is now is that you have Emsa, you have Tchila, Emsa, and Sof Hekdesh. We have a principle that we've now established by the Behemat Tmeah. Behemat Tmeah is going to teach us about other Hekdesh. What's going to teach us about other Hekdesh? Number one, Me'ilah only applies when it's Kulul L'Shamay. Number two, Me'ilah, this Me'ilah doesn't little mean Me'ilah, but Chomesh only applies to Tchilat Hekdesh, not to Sof Hekdesh. Meaning that only the original item that is Bin Mugdash, right, well, when you redeem it, will have to be paid an extra Chomesh. But if you take, for instance, your Magdish animal as a Behemah, Torah, and you bring that up as a Korban to the Mugdash and the Mizbeach, you don't have to pay an additional Chomesh. What does it mean? You bring the korban and you add an additional chomesh. That's so hekdesh. There is no requirement of chomesh. The Gemara says, well, you've left out something, which is called emsa hekdesh. When you've dealt with this tchilat hekdesh, and when you've dealt with this sof hekdesh. Sof hekdesh definitely does not have a chomesh. Tchilat hekdesh does have a chomesh. Emsa, what are you going to do with emsa hekdesh? So now the Gemara says, oh, emsa hekdesh is, right, just left out because he was meant tchilat versus sof. But that means that emsa really does not have a chomesh because it just said tchila versus sof, but you didn't deal with emsa. Emsa has a chomesh. She says no. Emsa also does not have a chomesh. Why? Because emsa is just like sof. Emsa and sof are equated and put together, and they both don't have a chomesh. And tchila tekdesh does have a chomesh. Of course, the Gemara's next question, which we're not going to do now, is why? Right? Why are you comparing it to sof tekdesh and not to tchila tekdesh? What makes you think that emsa should be like sof and not like tchila? All right, we'll deal with that tomorrow. We'll stop over here.